At Uncle Rulon's funeral, I heard Jeff's preach that the prayers of the community had been answered. We had been ordered to pray for the last year that the invalid prophet would be lifted up and renewed, which we thought meant in this life. Now Warren was saying that our prayers had been answered. He'd been renewed, but after bodily death. Warren also preached that the faithful among us could count on the same thing. This was frightening. Were we going to be the next to die? I was always listening for something that pointed in the direction of a mass suicide. Warren was crazy enough to try something like that, and I knew many in our community who believed it would be a privilege to die for Warren Jeffs. Audrey and I talked almost every day. She'd come over on the pretext of checking on Harrison. Both Audrey and her husband were concerned about the vitriol and extremism coming from Warren Jeffs. I avoided going to church, but Audrey went regularly and filled me in on what Warren was preaching. He kept mentioning the center place and how he would be sending people to Zion. But the catch was, there could be several Zions. Anywhere the prophet sent us was considered Zion. I told Audrey that I thought Warren was planning to separate us in remote areas like concentration camps. He needed to be in absolute control and couldn't risk letting us live freely in the community. Once we were split up, we'd never be able to escape because we'd undoubtedly be separated from our children. I knew I had to get out fast, but I couldn't run the risk of fleeing when Merrill was at home. I had to wait until he was out of town and all my children were home. Arthur worked on construction jobs and was often out of town. I needed a window of opportunity, and the second I got that window, I'd jump. My mother beat me to it. She'd become so infuriated with Warren Jeffs that she told my father she was leaving with her two youngest children. She was upset not only with Jeffs, but also with the community of believers who were blindly supporting him. She felt they were completely ungodly. Mother had become my defender. She'd been shocked when Warren condemned me after I reported Merrill's abuse. She'd told my father that if he didn't get me out of my marriage, she'd leave him. My mother and my two siblings, Jennifer, 16, and Winston, 9, left on April 19, 2003. She walked away from the only life she'd ever known for 50 years. Once she was out of the community, she filed for a divorce and ended her 38-year marriage. When my mother left, I felt unbearably alone. We had grown closer over the years, and she helped me so much, especially with Harrison. I kept quiet about my plans to flee, but others in the community were discussing the option for themselves. Audrey and her husband were planning to quit and move to northern Idaho. I was losing the people I was closest to and afraid to confide in those who were still left. I never knew if some offhand remark of mine might be reported back to Warren Jeffs and create problems for me. I was determined to maintain a semblance of normalcy. It was a tense and unpredictable time. Anything could happen at any time. 3 days after my mother left, my moment arrived.